Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5, The Fan. It's time for Golden Locks with Alex Gold.
Gotta figure out how to make money on this thing. It's simply too good.
You travel with the driving crooner, baby. Today at 2 p.m., don't forget, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon from 96.5 The Fan are giving away 100 playoff-themed T-shirts in our station's parking lot. 2 p.m., 7,000 Squibb Road.
Thanks to our friends at DM. 7,000 T-shirts?
Thanks, wow. Thanks to our friends at DM Injury Law.
That shirt's very fitting today, isn't it? I mean, if there was a, you know, we didn't come this far just to come this far. I mean, here we are. It's brink of elimination tonight. That, yeah. It's all about that shirt today.
It is. But before you do that, come see me at Hy-Vee from 11 to 1 in Mission right here on Mart Way. We got steak dinner day all day long. We got $10 steak, mashed potatoes, and green beans for you. Get that 8-ounce strip. You get the steak. You get the potatoes. You get the green beans. You're going to eat like a king today. So stop by Hy-Vee and see me. And it's also, I know, Alex, for you, Thirsty Thursday.
There we go.
You can buy all of your drinks on the Missouri side, right? For every $50 you spend on your wine, your alcohol, your beer, and all that kind of stuff, you get 50 cents off a gallon of gas. So for every $50, you get a 50 cent fuel saver discount at Hy-Vee as well. It's awesome, baby. Awesome.
Wine, dine, and now it's time for Alex Gold's Goldilocks. Before we get in there, over under a guys that Big Lou tells to get the hell out of the way.
Big Lou is our guy yesterday. Thank you.
I was telling Bob about Big Security Lou. Man. Yeah,
he's got three wives too.
He
right?
does, yeah. And he wasn't messing around last night. He was making sure people were not standing in front of the media. You know, he did a great job. He was doing his job well.
Okay, so crowd last night I thought was awesome. You know, we were out in left field. You guys were in right. It was. I thought it was great. The nervous energy. Everybody's tensed up for this game and whatnot. And that kind of leads us into today's. The Royals are a considerable underdog, I guess. I saw plus 132 this morning. Yep. Yesterday, I told Dusty this yesterday.
Mm-hmm. I have the text to prove it.
Okay. And I said, boy, the Royals are now, you know, even money. I said, I don't like that. They were the favorite. Like when I woke up, I always look 4 a.m. They were like plus 112 or something like that. I'm like, all right, good. They're still the underdog. And then by the time I looked at it again, I'm like, oh, God, it's even money. All the people in the world are loading up on the Royals. And I don't know, for me, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, like when the public starts to do that kind of stuff, it scares the living daylights.
Yeah, no, I think that's the right way to look at it, especially in the NFL more than MLB. You know, in the NFL, that is a huge tell. A lot of times where all of a sudden, if the public is heavy on one NFL game,
right.
That is usually the sign to kind of zig where they zag kind of thing.
Right.
And so for baseball, though, because it's such a different way to bet. I mean, now we're in postseason, but in the regular season, you know, you're playing 162 games. You can be a 100-win team. You're still losing 62 games. So that's what's fun about betting baseball in the regular season. So I don't know if I side with the public thought as much in baseball as fading it in the NFL. But what's interesting is today, you're right, they're underdogs today, and so it sounds like you like that. You're saying you kind of like them being the dog in the betting market today.
I do right now, right? I do like that, but I don't want to get, you know, to my car driving out to the game later on and look at the, you know, the line, and then I see it's even.
I don't think you have to worry about that
favorite,
today.
You know?
I don't think that is anything you'll have to worry about today. They're plus 130 right now at FanDuel.
Oh, it's plus 130 now.
And the Yankees are minus 154. Maybe it goes down to like plus 120. There's no way this thing gets down to even money before tonight. Gerrit Cole on the mound, a clincher. The public money will be on the Yankees tonight. What's interesting about betting now that we know it's potentially a deciding game four for the Yankees tonight, and the Royals are trying to force a game five, is why would you bet the Royals at plus 130 tonight? The reason why I say that is, if you think the Royals are winning tonight, why not just take a look at the series pricing and say, you know what? They get this to a game five Saturday in the Bronx, and that game, the Royals will be dogs again, but it'll probably be plus 140, plus 150. Right now, the Royals to win the series, plus 420, Yankees minus 560.
Oh, wow.
So if you think the Royals are winning tonight, some of you do, some of you think the season's over, whatever. Plus 420 is, to me, the bet I would rather make than the Royals plus 130 tonight to win. Because if they win tonight, pressure is all back on New York Saturday night, and you're not getting anywhere near a 4-1 number for the Royals to win Saturday. So now, if you just think the Royals are done and they're not winning, then obviously don't make the bet. But I'm just saying, if you believe they're winning tonight, why not put a money on the series pricing at for the Royals plus 420?
Plus 420. That's like with the Yankee. That's good. That's really good money.
That's not the number you're getting Saturday night if we get a game five. That's for sure.
That'll be the number I'll have on Saturday and Sunday, though.
I get it. Okay. You know, you're in Missouri. I get it. I get it. I see what you're doing there. Yeah. Thank you, Dusty.
Alex, I get it. Yeah. Thank you very much. So
recording finished.
Is that the only thing you're looking at for tonight's game?
Yeah. Well, I mean, gosh, we know what Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi unfortunately haven't done in this series. You know, and I think everybody's been waiting for that big moment. If you're just talking about now getting a couple of hits, I mean, Bobby's plus money to get two hits tonight because of where things stand currently right now for him in the series. Plus 175 is still interesting. Do we think the whole series is going to go without Bobby coming up with a couple of hits? Maybe you're at that point where you just think this is how it's going to be, but you can get him at plus 175. I don't think at any other point this year you could find him at plus 175 to get two hits in a baseball game.
Right.
An MVP type of season, you never could get that kind of value. So a lot of this just depends on your optimism, Bob, of
right.
Do you think last night was it and now this team is done, or do you believe that this team of the last month has shown they've been able to bounce back from these tough spots? I mean, that's all they've done the last month, 7-game losing streaks, and they were able to come together and figure it out. I tend to think they're winning tonight.
Right.
So I like a couple of the bets involving Bobby Witt Jr., and I also have a bet on them to win the series still at 4-1.
All right, so from a betting standpoint, why do you believe they're winning tonight? Because the Yankees are obviously going with their ace. He's a little rocky. Aaron Judge doesn't do anything in that lineup, and so, again, I think it's the first of three or four runs who wins this ball game.
Yeah, it's another tight game. I mean, it's not like I think people are acting like the Royals got destroyed last night. It was
a great baseball game.
Yeah. Stanton hits a homer. It was a ball that was outside the zone, too. It's not like Bubich threw one right down the middle of the plate. That did not happen. A lot of it is what I saw from them against Gerrit Cole on Saturday. I know they ended up not winning that game, but they were aggressive against him. They were seeing Gerrit Cole well. Maybe you think he'll just be better tonight, and there's certainly a possibility, but I like what I saw in terms of the contact they were getting off of Gerrit Cole Saturday. So I feel like they will get some good opportunities early on in the game. I think it does have to happen early, though, because if this thing, knowing just, you know, I think human nature, if it's the fifth or sixth inning and they're down 2-0 and they have one hit, then I think they're in trouble. But if they can be aggressive like they were on Saturday, that's what gives me confidence. Plus, it's all hands on deck. Be coming in the fifth inning tonight.
As he should. We were talking about that last night with some members of the front office I was having conversations with about, do you bring Ursaeg in here? They go, well, then who closes? I go, well, if you don't bring an Ursaeg, you may not have that opportunity
for
to
sure.
close. Yeah.
Well, I think Brady Singer coming in for one batter is the perfect example of maybe how they treat tonight. Like, even if you bring in guys, even one batter, you just love one matchup. You just, it's do or die. So, you know, I would expect we'll see, I don't know if it'll be Singer, but we'll see somebody come in just to face one batter. Or, you know, I know you can't, you have to face, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
That's basically where I see it going.
Speaking of Saturday, I want to move on to college football.
Your team, it's your squad.
It's a big Saturday for college football.
It's a fun Saturday. Yeah.
What, the Red River Shootout? You have my squad, Colorado, at home, 9:15 start.
Late.
So
late.
No excuses. Late. No Chiefs game to get ready for Sunday.
What time do the Royals play on Saturday?
It'd be like six or seven.
So right after the Royals 6:30, win, and then you roll into
Okay. And then it's Coach Prime versus K-State. They are 4-point dogs at home against K-State. Do you believe now?
So I think Shedeur Sanders is putting up big time yardage on Kansas State. I guess, so if you're looking at props, you'll take a look at maybe the over under passing yards for Sanders in this one. So here's why. So Kansas State, they've given up 342 yards to Tulane, the quarterback that I think more and more people will start talking about. He looked really good. 268 to Arizona, 149 to BYU. You're like, okay, well, then what's the problem with that? But that's because BYU only threw the ball 16 times. And then they gave up 364 through the air last week to Oakley, or 2 weeks ago, they were on a bye, to Oklahoma State. And I know the Wildcats won. I'm just looking at a prop bet there for Shedeur Sanders. I think they will be able to put up some yardage numbers. And then Kansas State has covered only one of their last seven on the road. So I do think Colorado covers. I don't know if they went outright, but Colorado plus 4.5 is still a number out there at some books. I think it is down to 4, Dusty, at some spots. But and again, Colorado on the opposite. They've covered 6 out of their last 8 as an underdog. Wow. So the trends are in favor of Colorado, and I'll take the over on Shedeur Sanders passing yardage tonight.
A lot of weekend. Good games. You mentioned the Red River. Is that an 11 a.m. game? And then you got
It's normally an early
game.
I think
game.
They play in the Cherry Dome now, though. Is that right?
It's not at the Cotton Bowl.
It's not at the Cotton Bowl? I thought it still was at the Cotton Bowl.
I think it's in the Jerry
Dome. No, they didn't move into that thing, did they? No.
I'm pretty sure it's
because it's supposed to be on the state fairgrounds. If they move that thing to Jerry World, we're done.
We're done. I mean, we can
find it. No, it's Cotton Bowl. It's Cotton Bowl.
Okay, good. Thank goodness. No, okay, so they're still playing it in the Cotton Bowl.
It's an afternoon game, by the way. It's at 2:35,
so it's prime time.
14.5 point.
That's what I'm saying.
14.5 points in favor. And look, Texas looks every bit.
Oklahoma's a 14.5 point favorite.
And Ewers is back.
Yeah, Ewers is back. Texas is the number one team now in the country. Mm-hmm. The hook, though, the half point is where I think you have to be really careful if you're betting Texas. So 14.5 points. All of a sudden, can they win by 2 touchdowns? I think a lot of people would be like, sure, Texas is going to win by 2 touchdowns. But that hook, so it's worth buying the half point, in my opinion, if you're going to take Texas.
Okay, and then we close out the night, you mentioned, with K-State, but you also have Oregon and Ohio State, too. Oregon's all black. That's you, Bob.
He's got Colorado. You're an Ohio State guy.
Right. Have you seen the uniforms Oregon's going to be wearing against my Buckeyes? Oh my God! All black, matte, like black helmet.
This guy gets uniform horny.
Well, I'm a sucker for the matte helmets. That's because
he's my son.
I want the Chiefs to have the matte black helmets with the red outline arrowhead one day. I don't think it's ever happening, but that's my dream. As we're talking about uniforms a little bit. No, I have not. I'll have to look that up.
They look beautiful. Uni Watch is where I saw the tweet. And Oregon. You know, we got some friends that are huge Oregon fans that live out in Portland. So I've always kind of had an eye on them, but I think this is a great matchup, man. This is what Big Ten football is all about. This is a historic Big Ten type of rivalry.
Yeah, this is definitely what I think of with Big Ten football, Bob.
Ohio State,
Oregon, man. Definitely Big Ten football. Look, Ohio State's a 3.5 point favorite. Again, watch the hook here. That's always a little care. I don't like Oregon's rush defense at all, though. That concerns me a little bit. Maybe I'm biased because I saw a Heisman contender in Ashton Gentry from Boise State, who he's running on everybody this year.
Yeah.
But Oregon's rush defense, I think, is a problem for them against Ohio State, who, of course, leans on the run. I like Ohio State as a favorite here to cover the 3.5. The total 52.5. You guys think we're in for a shootout? I think there's a chance this is a little bit lower scoring, and I'll go under 52.5 points. But Ohio State, I mean, for them, you take a look at the anytime touchdown market. Look at the top couple names that are there. Jordan James for Oregon is actually the best odds to get a touchdown in this game. Then Jeremiah Smith for Ohio State, -120. Quinshon Judkins, -105. And then Travion Henderson, +115. So Ohio State has three of the top four likely guys to get an anytime touchdown in this game on Saturday night.
You touching tonight's game at all? San Francisco versus Seattle.
So my interest, mainly just because of the Royals here locally, I just don't have much interest in the 49ers-Niners game. For those wondering, the Niners are 3.5 point favorites. They're at Seattle. I think Seattle has shown they were fraudulent a couple weeks ago anyway. When they were undefeated, we were in here talking about them. Like, hey, great job, Mike McDonald, their head coach. But they had beat, the Patriots in overtime by a field goal. At that point, I think they had played the Broncos. Like, they just hadn't played anybody, and now they've gotten exposed. They just lost to your Giants as well. The only thing I would say, just if you're going to bet the game, San Francisco, they've won 5 straight. They've won by double digits in 4 of the last 5 games against Seattle. I know it's a new regime, but this is typically a spot where Seattle has gotten destroyed historically.
All right. Patrick Mahomes is a favorite again for the MVP.
Yeah. So he's a favorite. And guys, he's got 6 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Nobody's been all that impressive. And that's why he's the favorite, simply put. Like the guys that are put up good numbers, some of them don't have the wins to actually be in the conversation. Like Joe Burrow has put up great numbers. His team's 1-4.
Right.
So nobody's taking him seriously. But Mahomes is +230 right now to win MVP. CJ Stroud 6-1. Lamar Jackson +650. Josh Allen fell back to 9-1. He was the favorite 2 weeks ago when we were talking about this. And then Jaden Daniels, the rookie quarterback there with the Commanders, is 11-1. So I think you're banking on Mahomes like name recognition and the thought that they're just going to keep on winning games.
Right.
But the numbers just are not there for him to win. I would not touch +230 right now if you had Mahomes at a better number. But you don't have the stats to back it up. So right now, if I were to place a new bet on somebody, I already had a preseason Josh Allen bet, but if I had you gave me $100 to bet on someone new, Sam Darnold at 12-1. I know that's a name that people will laugh at, like, oh, come on, man. But if they keep winning, man, Mac, if they keep winning, and Kevin O'Connell's one of the better coaches in the league, Justin Jefferson, his numbers back it up. I mean, The qualifiers to win MVP, we've talked about this every year since it's been legal in Kansas, hopefully in Missouri in next month.
Please. Help the teachers.
You got to win your division for starters. Like that, it starts there. So do you think the Vikings can win their division? Well, they're 5-0.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that's why Mahomes is still a favorite. They're going to win this division. You know, I'm not so sure that Lamar's going to win the division. We'll see, depending on your belief. So you got to go through the names. The Commanders, Jaden Daniels, 11-1. They're in first in the NFC East. Do you think they're actually winning the NFC East? Maybe.
I mean, not much competition there.
Agreed. So that's the first kind of benchmark you have to clear. And then from there, you got to have the stats to back it up.
The last one for you is the banger of a Monday night. It's Bob's Jets versus Max Bills. Jets head coach Jeff Ulbrich, I think is how you say
Aaron Rodgers, I think, actually.
announced
I saw it was called Baron Lodgers is the head coach.
I like that.
The Jets announced, their head coach announced, Todd Downing will be the team's new play caller. Starting with Monday night's game against the Bills. The Bills are right now in some books 2.5, some books 3, some books 2. You like the Bills on the road in the Meadowlands?
Well, just look at how teams fare when they fire their coach.
Correct.
Even though we discuss Aaron Rodgers actually running the show there. But here's the numbers to back some of this up. So 38 teams have fired their coach during the regular season since 2003. Those teams are 17-21 outright. So they're below 500. They're 22-16, though, against the spread. Mm-hmm. So maybe not an outright win, but teams cover when their coach gets fired the prior week. Since 2003.
Yeah, you get a bump. I mean, the Chiefs got it with Romeo Crennel.
They beat the Packers.
Yeah, right. You see it all the time. It's a story as old as time. Fire the coach, win the next game. Everybody's excited, then they go
back
to
who they are. Take the Jets +2.5 against Buffalo, who's lost 2 in a row.
Well, you got to have a quarterback to win a game, and the Jets don't have that.
But this is what's great. You want Aaron Rodgers, just because all the time, he's going to play his best game of the year
is
on Monday night.
Or is he going to go out there and tank it because his buddy's not calling plays anymore?
He can't hack it. What's your talent?
That's what I want to know, because Aaron Rodgers is a narcissist, and that means you do things that benefit you. And he loves.
I don't
hacking.
Think Bobby's ever done anything to suggest that that's true.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He loves him some Hackett. And so now he's upset that the play calling duties are away. I could see Aaron Rodgers having a 3-interception game again.
Ooh. We've got a little bit of time before we promote your show. What is your Halloween costume this year?
That's a great question. I do not have one currently.
Really?
That's a great question.
Do you
have an idea for me?
No.
Oh.
But I mean, if we were like a couple, we could go as like a joint costume.
Well, we shared a microphone together a couple weeks ago.
Two
guys, one mic.
You could go as Lieutenant Dan from the hurricane in Florida.
Is he dead?
He survived.
He did.
He's all over the world right now.
I saw the video.
Where is he?
He's in Florida on his boat.
I didn't know if it whisked him away somewhere.
He's 20 miles north.
Yeah, like his boat survived. He survived. He's still one leg dude just out here just living. Jeez. What do you got coming up on Cody Gold today?
Yeah, so we're obviously talking about the Royals being on the brink of elimination and kind of gauge everybody of where they're at and how confident they are in this thing actually happening. But I do want to talk more about also one thing that happens in the NFL right now. Every team seemingly like, oh my gosh, how are they going to overcome this injury and all that? It's what the Chiefs have done year after year. So we're going to talk a little bit more about how the Chiefs dynasty is even more impressive today than it was 2 weeks ago, because all these other teams' injuries and they're like, oh, they can't win with all this. This is what the Chiefs have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have Paul Charchi and a little fantasy football, get you set for week six.
A lot of injuries in fantasy football.
Ton.
A lot of injuries. Well, thanks for the time. I'll see you in about, 6 hours.
All right. Sounds good.
Enjoy the day, Alex. Enjoy the day. And don't forget, Alex will be out front at 2:00 passing out t-shirts to the first 7,000 people that show up.
You should see if Carrington will help you.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Classic.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.